seen the meme? It says, quote, "For the love of God, do all the road construction now." You've had the thought. You've wondered if a lot of the road construction could be done right now. So that way, it's less of a hassle. Maybe it'll be completed a little bit quicker before everyone's back on the roads, gridlocked in their long commutes. Here to answer all your traffic questions. There's not a lot of traffic right now, but questions about whether any of this construction is happening is Mary Wisniewski. She's the Chicago Tribune transportation reporter and getting around columnist. You know her well. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi. Okay. How are you doing?
Great. Have you been staying safe, working from home mostly?
Yes, I have, and getting a lot done. There's a lot of news going on right now.
Oh, yes. I just saw your new article that posted today on the Chicago Tribune website. It's about tax forms.
Right, and that if you have to file estimated taxes, if you're self-employed or have your own business in Illinois, you still got to file them on April 15th, so don't forget to do that on Wednesday.
Well, of course.
If that applies to you.
Yes, of course. We saw that we had that reprieve until July 15th, and we've all just decided to put it off until July 14th.
Well, that's for your regular taxes,
right,
if
right.
you have an estimated tax.
Yes, absolutely. So be sure to watch out and know that in case if you file quarterly. Just read Mary's article. It's on the Chicago Tribune website. So, Mary, have you heard of this? A lot of people talking about and wondering whether road construction, a lot of it can be completed right now while there's the stay-at-home
right,
order.
That's definitely something that I've been hearing from readers. And what I've heard from the road builders and from, the tollway, Illinois Department of Transportation, the Chicago Department of Transportation, is that none of them are saying right now, yes, we're going to finish projects faster, or we're going to finish projects earlier. They're saying that they're continuing with their projects as planned. However, the Chicago Department of Transportation Commissioner Gia Biaggi, has told me that, it is making it easier to go out and do these projects because there are people on the roads. And Metra has gone ahead and said, yes, we're planning to get some projects done faster. They started some of their projects 2 weeks earlier, and they think they're going to be able to finish some of them faster and be able to save some money. They have a lot of projects going on right now, too. They have track replacements and signal repairs and station improvements and new station developments, and they think that they can get some of that stuff done earlier. The road builders are being mum about it right now. Maybe they don't want to raise false hopes. But the Illinois Road and Transportation Builders Association, which is a trade group, their president has said that road construction is actually a silver lining right now for the economy because people are employed and they're working. And that association has been talking with IDOT and the tollway and the Chicago Department of Transportation about possibly speeding up construction on highway and bridge work where it makes sense.
So the construction work, that's considered essential. And so there's discussion right now, but no decision has been made in terms of the road workers.
Right. It's possible that, people are hopeful that some of this can get done early, but maybe they don't want to raise some false expectations. Because as we know, a lot of times they'll say, we're going to get this done by such and such a date. And then something comes up and it doesn't get done. So it's possible that they're just, kind of hoping that this will be better and not promising anything right now. But Metra has been the exception with that. And they're saying, yes, indeed, we are starting earlier and we are hoping to get things done earlier.
Well, you're on the pulse of everything transportation and roads. Is this essential work? Is it capable of being done safely without harm to its workers?
Well, according to the people in construction that I've talked to, yes. And this is why. It's not like building a building where you're working inside. The work is taking place outside, and most construction workers are not in close proximity to each other. And you can see that when you see people out on the roads. And the association that I referred to, the Builders Association, is also recommending best practices for workers. And that includes, making sure they stay home if you're sick and not sharing personal protective equipment like gloves. If you're looking at road crews right now, you'll also be seeing them with masks. and they're being told to, you know, to stay apart and to keep social distancing. And there's really, as long as they're doing that, there's really no reason why they shouldn't continue to be out on these work sites, according to the builders that I've talked to. So this is a different kind of situation than it is when you're, you know, you can find inside a building or can find inside a bus or something like, or in an office. You're out there in the fresh air and you can stay apart from each other.
So, Mary, you agree with the WGN listeners and with your readers that maybe this is something that they need to start working on right away.
Well, it's definitely not slowing things down, and there's a lot going on. You know, the Jane Byrne Interchange is still under construction. They're still planning, hoping to get that done in 2022. They've shut down the Jackson Bridge. And so there's all these big projects going on, but it's not affecting people the way it usually did. Usually, if, you know, closing down their Jackson Bridge, which they're doing for 2 years, this is the bridge that goes over the Kennedy Expressway, would be causing all sorts of moans and lamentations coming up from commuters. But, you know, there's hardly anyone on the road, so they can go out there and get the work done. The same with the work that's going on right now on the Lakeshore Drive Bridge over the Chicago River. They're working on that in order to finish both repairs to the bridge, which is really old, it's from 1937, and to finish the long-awaited Navy Pier flyover for pedestrians and bicyclists. And they can go ahead and work on that bridge a little bit easier and with a little bit less hassle to drivers, because there's not a lot of people out there, and there's also no bicyclists and pedestrians because the lakefront is closed.
Yes, we can see that LSD bridge very clearly from the WGN radio studios.
It'll be beautiful once we can finally get out on it. It would be great.
Well, it makes sense to do the work now and do maybe extra work so that shave some time off the completion dates of these projects.
It can. One of the things that can happen is that instead of, you know, if you're working on a three-lane highway and you have to close one lane to do work on it under ordinary circumstances, maybe you can close two lanes to do that work a little
right.
bit faster. That's one of the things that Mike Storino, the president of the Builders Association, has brought up as a possibility for what they're doing. You know, this can also work out on the airport. As you know, there's a big construction project, $8 billion plus, going on at O'Hare. And there's almost no plane traffic over there right now. But so far, the Department of Aviation has been mum about whether they're planning to speed up construction under these circumstances. So we're still waiting for news about that. But the possibility is definitely there.
Speaking with Chicago Tribune transportation reporter Mary Wisniewski. Mary, have you heard anything from the sanitation department? A lot of articles about just how much garbage there is to collect right now from everyone staying at home and cooking at home and also cleaning their garages and reorganizing
right.
their houses.
Definitely heard those complaints from workers who have to be out there and, you know, having to pick. This is one of the ways that we see what unsung heroes some of these guys are.
Absolutely.
And women are as well, for having to go out and keep doing this work when everybody's at home and people are, you know, deciding to have, as you said, all these kind of home improvement projects. But we haven't heard anything about, you know, rumblings of discontent. I think a lot of people right now are a little bit shy about complaining too much about having a job, because there's so many people who are unemployed. But I think that people are, you know, making sure that they, you know, through their unions or whatever, are trying to stand up for their rights and make sure that if they have a job, that they're working safely. And I think that's why you're seeing so much rumblings of discontent from people in the fast food industry, people, you know, within the transit industry, for making sure if we're going to do these jobs, we have to be sure that we have the protective equipment we need, and we need safeguards for ourselves.
Wanted to ask you, I kind of liken you to a talk sports reporter that doesn't have sports to report on right now. Of course, you cover a lot of other areas of news, but just wondering if you're missing all the complaints about heavy traffic that you normally get.
Well, it's a little bit weird. You know, it's funny to be a transportation reporter when not a lot of people are transporting. You know, we have, on the CTA, ridership is 80% down. The last time I talked with the tollway there, passenger traffic was down quite a bit, though truck traffic is still pretty high. Mm-hmm. And that has a lot to do with, you know, everyone's getting their stuff on Amazon and Prime, and so the trucks are still rolling along. So what's happening is that there's a very all hands on deck attitude at the news outlets, and so that's why I was doing a tax story today.
Well,
and that's why the last 2 weeks I was doing unemployment stories, because, you know, they're spreading the work around and making sure that we all have a lot to do.
Well, you are a remarkable essential worker doing the good work of journalism, and you can cover everything and anything, and can't wait till you start getting those complaints again about those long commutes.
And, yeah, it'll be nice
and
to
that
go back
gridlock.
To normal grumbling, right?
Absolutely, and that gridlock. Thank you so much, Mary, for being with us. Stay safe and well. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.